Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Well, it is always a pleasant morning as well when our good friend Ken Hellenius joining us from Notre Dame University. It is pleasant here in the Pacific Northwest. Ken, how pleasant are your days, summer days there in South Bend?
It's really quite lovely. We've had some hot and humid days, but the last few have been actually very Pacific Northwestern-y, to be honest. I've got a gray sky, and it's in the mid-60s, so it's not so bad.
Oh, very nice. It's a great time to, I think, you know, during the summertime, we notice here, too, because of these lack of water days, lots of road work going on, people getting all that stuff taken care of because fall will be here soon enough. Does that happen on the campus there at Notre Dame? Is there lots of construction and just kind of fixing up so that way when students come back for their fall semester, you all are ready to welcome them back?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Throughout the summer, like not just on campus, but all throughout South Bend, we have construction primarily filling potholes because, of course, in the winter where we have lots of snow and ice and we just get lots and lots of potholes. And so they spend the summer filling them and the winter making them. So it's a pretty great kind of yin and yang.
Oh, talk about job security. That is a pretty good gig, I think, for sure. Well, Ken, during these summer months, too, people use this time to travel, to gather, and that's the case for our Dominicans. Their general chapter has begun. From across the world, Dominicans are descending upon Krakow, it looks like. Tell us about what happens at a general chapter for the Dominicans.
Sure. So the Dominican Order is every 3 years on average, the representatives from the friars and even the sisters and lay Dominicans from around the world will meet in General Chapter, which is the highest authority in the Dominican Order. So, and by that we mean that it's the group that makes rules and laws and helps set the direction of the communal life of the Dominican Order. The very first one was held in 1220. And they've been, been happening on average about every 3 years since. And so this is the group that helps the Dominicans stay true to their mission of preaching and saving souls.
Ken, you are yourself a part of the lay Dominican Order. Now, how does that compare to, say, those that we see at Holy Rosary Church here in Portland?
Yeah, so lay Dominicans are, we are a very ancient part of the order. It started as lay people who wanted to be affiliated with and support the work of the friars and the nuns through prayer and kind of, you know, spiritual direction as well as financial support. So, you know, we became truly affiliated with the Dominicans, and the very first lay Dominican life of a kind of rule of life was written in 1285. So as you can see, it's been around since almost the very foundation of the Dominican Order in the 1220s as well. So as a lay Dominican, I am part of a chapter here in town that we have a group of about 30 of us that are lay people, both at the university and not affiliated with the university, who gather once a month. We pray, we read, we do spiritual reading together, we perform service, and we have kind of different ministries that we conduct as a Dominican chapter, including Eucharistic adoration, and that's kind of one of our primary ones that we have right now. So we are delightfully affiliated with the order through our prayer and through promises. So we make promises that are very similar to the vows that the Dominican friars that you may know there at Holy Rosary. We make similar promises, but they're not solemn vows, but they are to God and to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to Blessed Dominic our Father, and to follow the guidance of the master of the order. So just like the friars, we too are sons and daughters of St. Dominic.
Ken Hellenius is joining us today. We're talking about the Dominican Order, the lay Dominicans, and of course the friars that are joining in their general chapter. Ken, people often associate, you know, when we think about the Dominicans and the rigorous training and education they go through, similar to, you know, we think about the rule of Saint Benedict and what our brothers and sisters there do as far as part of the Oblates. The rules that they come up with at the general chapter, though, do they also consider you who are the lay Dominicans, and are, do they kind of create a rigorous type of schedule that you all need to maintain? Or is this maybe Dominican light, so to speak, to be part of the lay group?
There is a formation program for lay Dominicans as well. So we went through a year of postulancy, kind of inquiring and learning about the process. And then we had a novice year where we had formally publicly said that we want to pursue this life. And now I'm in a 3-year period of formation before I can make my solemn promises as a Dominican. And so part of our meetings is to have a study together of documents from the Dominican Order. We do reading about Dominican spirituality. We've read, like during Lent, we read a work written by a French Dominican, A.T. Sertolange, called What Jesus Saw from the Cross. So we had spiritual reading together that was intentional. We are in a formation process, and the lay Dominicans may not be quite as academically rigorous as the friars go through in their preparation for their ordination or solemn vows, but we do indeed have a process of formation that is mandated by the order, so that we too can uphold that grand tradition of the being, at the service of the church, especially in intellectually, it's at the service of the church and at the service of truth. So yeah, lay Dominicans, we do have a process as well.
So with the Dominicans being the order of preachers, Ken, what was it about Dominican spirituality that called to you, that made you want to become a lay Dominican?
Yeah, it really is that that tradition, right? When we think about the great Dominicans throughout history, we think about St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Albert the Great. We think about, St. Catherine of Siena, and of course also Martin de Porres. These are people, there's this tremendous devotion to study and to preaching and sharing the truth of the gospel, as well as a beautiful contemplative life that is reflective of a mysticism, of a closeness to God that can in some ways not even be expressed in words. And yet it's the fruits of the contemplation and the fruits of their deep mystical prayer that Dominicans share in their preaching. And that, to me, is the most beautiful thing ever, because it shows a closeness to Christ as well as a joy that you are filled with, that you want to share with others. And so I love this grand tradition of the order, and that's what's stuck with me for many years now.
Well, Ken, I will say for sure the joy that your faith gives you, especially through the Dominican lay order, it's definitely apparent to all of us that know you. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing that joy.
Oh, my pleasure. And over the next few weeks, I invite everyone, please pray for the friars and ask especially for the intercession of our Holy Father Dominic.
Amen to that. God bless you, Ken. It's great talking with you this morning.
Have a great weekend.
You as well.